Oh, bro, if the thing comes to me, I'm going to snag that thing.
Guard dog.
Twice.
Hold on, let me take a picture like the guys who found Saddam.
Sorry, Sugar Sean. I like my guys with a little meat on them.
Did Mr. Beast bring you in a briefcase?
It's like an Ocean's 11 bomb. They snuck you in a briefcase. You crawled through an air duct just to bomb. No, I'm kidding. You didn't bomb. You did really great.
Fantastic.
Mr. Beast, what do you think of Janice's performance?
I was more curious, how long have you guys been dating?
7 years. 7.5 years.
Oh, seven.
Ooh, you guys started dating in the year of the rat.
Mr. Beast, how bad do you want to bring water to her village?
I saw a video of a giant hammerhead.
What?
It's like a different type of hammerhead. They're f-ing massive.
Can hammerheads bite you? I feel like that's one type of shark you could kind of outmaneuver. That lame ass f-ing head.
I know. It is a very dumb head, but it's certainly they can bite you.
They can get you. Yes. You don't think you could just like grip its hammerhead and just like.
Pause.
True, my bad.
Hey, yo.
Just double fist grip his hammerhead.
Hey, you guys look really alike. Like. Are you yeah. related, possibly?
Very likely, yeah.
Occasionally I lose weight and people are like, then we look the same.
Oh, right.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, both from the motherland, dude.
Sometimes I gain like 50 pounds and I look just like Bert.
So I can see that.
Yeah, I get Billy a lot too. Dude, I didn't know wrestling fans were all liberal.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know that either.
I thought for sure they'd be the boys. Every time someone trashes me on Twitter, I click it and it's like, yeah, it's cartoon wrestling.
Whatever I think they just do exactly what their parents do.
What do you mean?
The bros. It's like if you have liberal parents, you're just a drag queen, Down syndrome kid, or it's like
holy
you're a
shit.
Fucking beast.
Oh, you're talking about people with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
No, those guys are making some choices.
You think so?
They have a lot of choices. They're stubborn as fuck. They make any choice and it's over. That's their choice.
Same here.
I'd love to see him form like a real political block.
It would be great.
To where like politicians would have to like start pandering.
Yeah, we're going to have wrestling again. It's a government mandate. There will be 10 new Shreks by the year 2035.
I had $1 million idea about restaurants. Have you considered starting a viral, like just like a chain restaurant?
I have not.
Dude.
I don't want to get into any bar or restaurant bullshit.
Dude, you're talking about like, you're calling Wahlburgers bullshit, dude. How dare you?
Apparently Wahlburgers is good. Wahlburgers I've never had one.
Rules,
I've heard
dude.
It's really good.
Wahlburgers was my spot, dude. I was thinking instead of Shake Shack, you start a restaurant that it's only standing counters and it's just the thinnest shitty steaks. So it's like instead of a burger, you get a thin like 6 ounce steak and beans. And there's only cold beers. Cold beers are the only refreshment. If you're a girl, you can have White Claws. Not bad.
Yeah.
You do a fast food steakhouse of just stand only and eat steaks on a counter and eat beans and drink beer.
Yeah.
Be sick.
I'm interested.
Not bad.
I'm interested. What's it called?
Steak and beans.
It's called Steak and Beans.
No, but it'll be Shane Gillis Presents Steak and Beans.
Steak and Beans. And oh, you're talking about this strictly my diet?
Yeah.
Is that what you're actually doing? Steak, beans, and beer, and you stand at the counter and eat it?
And then everything would be like, there'd be a little razzle dazzle where we just put like a, get some like crazy, like a Lambo in every parking lot parked crooked. And then you go, everyone, yo, like people working there, like, yo, Shane's actually, he's upstairs. But it'd be in every,
he's upstairs, he's taking a nap. Yeah. If you wait, he'll be down to eat steak and beans.
He personally managed.
And then go back upstairs.
You could do the Salisbury, you could do the Salisbury.
Salisbury steak. Salisbury steak and beans. I had some beans
that.
Last week.
Did you really? What kind of beans?
You know?
What kind of
baked beans.
Beans.
You guys can laugh all you want, dude. Beans. Baked beans rock, dude. You don't understand this. I ate those beans so you all could run, dude. I was in Philly eating beans, and now look at us. We made it off the beans, dude. Trust me.
Tell you, dude, steak
we
and beans.
We wouldn't be here without Bush's baked beans from my parents' house that I drove 2 hours to get and drove back to Philly with a grocery bag of baked beans And chunky soup. And also, you don't get to play, but we do have Xbox there.
Yeah.
We're going to hire another big guy to just play Xbox.
Go like Disney World, it's animatronic, like the, like the Chuck E. Cheese guy.
Just a guy playing Xbox.
That's gay.
That's gay.
DiGiorno's fucking good.
Is it?
Yes. It was, especially, I mean, if you're eating DiGiorno, you're blacked out.
Yeah, true.
Now, we're not going well.
They kill more. Those pizzas probably kill more people from the house fire.
Nutrition's on those
from the house fire. Oh, people get black out and put those things in the oven and pass out all the time. Yeah. Dude, those things are like the leading cause of death. Yeah. Dude, like, they kill whole blocks of roadhogs.
That has to happen nonstop. We were close.
How many of the people eating frozen pizzas are drunk? Oh. What's the percentage?
If you're sober 30? Eating a frozen pizza, you're a f***ing loser. I'll be on the record for that. He's high as shit, sitting behind me like, how long is this YouTube video? We're about 2 more YouTube videos away from the
DiGiorno. He's going off the smell, probably.
He can go off. The smell was strong, and I was like, are you sure? Like, I was like, this is our one DiGiorno in the house. If this f***s up, we're f***ed.
Oh my god.
My friend and I put insanely spicy hot sauce under the cheese of one slice of a pizza and then shared the pie with roommates without telling them.
Listen, we don't even need to skip to the vote. This has asshole Shane written over it.
Of course.
God damn it. Look how he's still laughing at his own prank. You scumbag.
You're picturing that kid right now. Eyes tearing up.
It's not me.
This is Shane fucking hazing a freshman kid.
Me. Yeah, you gave him a wedgie and fucking.
It's not me.
Shane, you're a prankster though. You'll pull some pranks.
That's not me.
The reason it might not be Shane is because the last part didn't say, and then I threatened to punch him if he wouldn't eat it.
Shane, who do you think it is?
It's Matt.
I didn't do that.
You think it's Matt?
It might be Matt.
I'm not a big prankster.
But you said you have done pranks.
I have. I'm not a huge prankster.
Is your strategy on tonight's show to lie to us, or are you keeping it all honest?
I'm keeping it honest, bro. Like, wow. I don't.
Sure. Shane voted right away.
I'm not gonna lie. That doesn't mean anything. They're voting for each other. Shit. All right. My first instinct was Shane. I'm going Shane.
My first instinct was Shane, too, but I think that his laugh was because he was imagining Matt do it. No. I'm going to go with Matt. I think is lying to my face right on this show, and we're going to find out a lot about Matt McCusker right now if he lied to us, because I've always trusted you. Matt McCusker, final answer.
You asking me?
No. Alex, all of our stories are in.
That story belongs to Matt McCusker.
Yes! You lying son of a bitch. That's the way you're going to play it.
I apologize.
Why were you laughing so hard?
Because I knew it was him.
God damn it.
It made me laugh to follow the horrendous vile story with spicy pizza.
Was it a teenager instructor?
It was like maybe in their mid. This is what bugged me out. So I'm like very high. Brittany's handling, obviously, the food.
Yeah.
She's like, that's like, you know, slop, just rations for the soldiers. And then it's like, I got to figure out logistics. So I go in and I'm talking to this, I mean, maybe in her mid-20s or 30s. There's like just lady.
Too old to be instructing laser tag.
Well, that's what I didn't want to like sound shitty, but I was so high. Just the lady was talking to me. I couldn't hear a word she was saying because I was like, damn, you work at laser tag. Like trying out, not like in a condescending way, but I was like fully the reality of working at laser tag life. As an adult. Exactly. Yeah. I was just being like completely untethered by it, being like, what the dude? And then in there, it was a slow night. It was Monday night. So there's like laser tag and then like slash arcade. I was just like taking in the whole ecosystem of being like, who owns this place? You two fucking work here at laser tag? I was like, damn, this is crazy. And then there was like a couple.
That's double homicide. Yeah.
But then there was like, you know, in a casino, you'll have like the real card sharks and like card counters. There were like weird, like cat-like nerds walking around just quietly by themselves, just pulling tickets out of machines.
That's where I saw that video. Yeah.
Dude, it was.
The mayor got lost in the king of the games. We couldn't find him.
Dude, he almost didn't make the first battle. He almost deserted.
He searched all over Canada.
He was in Game Canada.
Yeah. He went to Montreal.
You know the level of nerds? Like you'll just see him somewhere and they're just sitting like this? there was like those levels.
They're always sitting like that.
just sharking.
Yeah.
Like arcade games. Like devastating this
business. Why do they sit like that?
I don't know,
dude. You fucking sit like that. You jack off like that. You really do. Yeah, you said you did.
Yeah, back in the day, dude. That was, that's
you
the
might
old
have
me.
Out. You might have sized out of your.
No, I can do it if I need dork to. Sitter.
You might have sized out of your dork sitting.
I can do it. I can do a throwback dork sit. I did get a lot of tickets. I also stole a lot of tickets. It was a good time.
How do you steal tickets?
You know.
Me, I left them there. Never mind. I was crushing basketball, and I got like a gazillion tickets, and I left them down. I was like, there was a couple kids in there, and I'm like, yeah, maybe the kids will take these tickets.
Nope, it was a 38-year-old man.
He got a sword. He got a foam sword.
Yeah, I got a foam sword.
We were driving
added to
home.
The collection.
Yeah, they got three swords now.
LeMaire and Nate were in one car, and Gardini was in his, and me and Brittany were behind them, and we just see them, those two, pull up at a light, and I just see LeMaire's sword come out of the window. It was the funniest fucking thing ever. But yeah, I don't hanker for stuff like that. I could honestly eat the same thing every day and be fine.
Give me fuck.
Maybe I will.
Chipotle bowl.
You should gold belly Chipotle from Philly.
Ooh, maybe get the worst Chipotle. I only want Chipotle made by black teenagers with disdain. I want hate in every scoop.
You order extra guac and it comes back, it's that much. You go, perfect.
Perfect. I'm furious. What's this, just romaine? Perfect.
I didn't ask for that. That's so fucking
Can you guys... LeMaire and Nate, can you guys acknowledge what you've done to our Chipotle? What no, year? Like, hold on. You guys put a lot on us. All right, we get a lot of guff. The way we took rock and roll and ruined it. Can you guys admit you took Chipotle from us and absolutely nosedived it?
To be fair.
Hold on. Let
the true, like true, the, true, true.
Come on.
It's not the black people. It's Hispanics. Is that? No, I'll say this.
You're out of your mind.
I'm not going to blame.
You guys are passing the buck.
What? Wait, have you ever tried to go in overly
polite?
You're
going to pass the buck on back of the house?
I can guarantee it's front of the house.
They got caught being racist. Your bully got caught being racist.
Like what? Were they just
the portions. They were being racist with
the
portions.
On the portions?
Yes.
What, they're giving the honkies small portions?
Yes. I swear to God. I don't know. I don't know if
I didn't need. I didn't need an article or a court case. I lived it.
You survived.
I lived it.
You
and
survived.
I had a march. I arranged a march. We did Selma across the bridge by 30th Street Station in Philadelphia. Fine. What was the benefit you did?
Oh, it was like some sort of old Jewish foundation. I don't know what it's called, but I bombed. I was
the
at
media?
I was standing at a, the what? I was standing.
The central bank? No, I'm joking. I'm not anti-Semitic at all.
I was standing up at a podium to do stand-up in a hotel. Yeah. I thought Jamie said that.
Jamie said that. I can't believe Jamie said that.
Dude, I was standing up at a podium to do stand-up, and I was like 25, and I bombed so bad. I was like, you guys don't like this at all, and they were like, no. And I was like, what do you guys want me to do? And like, sing us a song. I had to just sing.
Oh,
I just
man.
Sang them a song for a while.
Well,
I got like
$175
bucks. Thank God.
What song did you sing?
Hell is for the way you look at me, that song.
They asked for that one?
No, that was the only one I knew. I just let them have it.
Dude, did they like that?
They were pleased. They were pleased. Those, I can say factually, those old Jews were pleased. Right there, tap dancing for him.
Yeah, that's great. Bombing so bad, you have to be like, all right.
I gave up.
What's a different
like,
performance?
You guys hate this.
What other
comedy
art form
not
you guys
working?
Like?
Just think about the power of
I was
dance.
In the back of
Dude, that's wild. To change genres.
I had to switch it up on this.
Hey, the early days. You got to do
what
yeah,
you switch
man,
to mime.
$175
just switch
bucks.
Straight to miming.
I should have.
Miming's hilarious.
I know magic.
Kids basketball when I was in high school. And as soon as a kid talked shit to me, I'm like, in my head, I was like, your team's losing. I'm going to do everything in my power. As soon as they're like, are you serious? If a parent spoke up, I'm like, you just lost this game for your son.
Congratulations.
Yeah, like, way to go, dickhead. And I was just the whole time.
You're just high as coaching kids basketball.
I was like, $15 a game.
Yeah. I had a bet once. My dad, if I scored 3 baskets in a game, I'd be able to rent Mortal Kombat. My whole team was trying to get me. My friends were trying to get me the ball. I sucked. Dude.
An early lead. Early lead. Back to McCusker. McCusker working it around. Pick set by Gillis. Woo! Backwards pass. Gillis gets it. Working left hand down to the post. Thank you. Tower number 7. That one's fouled.
Lewis is blaming Big J for getting completely lost on the court.
Lewis was tricked like a child.
I told you, I got annihilated in Vegas when these two people were like, dude, that was great. I saw you. It was great. And there's this short Mexican guy who kept going, I don't really see what was great about it. And he would just, and I would be like, I'd take one of them. And he'd be like, I don't know. I just don't really see it. Not for me.
I'm like, you that's shut fine. The fuck up, yeah.
Dude. Stop doing that. I wasn't going to be like, what the fuck's your problem? I was like, okay, all right.
When people take pictures with me, there's always one person saying that. It's like, what do you do? Who are you? I don't even know who you are. I did it. I was taking pictures at the airport, and this TSA guy was just standing there, and he was like, I don't even know who you are. What do you do? I was like, what do you do? Who are you? What the fuck, dude? I haven't even had my coffee yet. I'm grumpy, but I'm still cute.
I made a TSA guy spaz on Monday. I forgot all about this. I went through TSA pre-check. I was like, I should take my belt off. Like, no, your belt's fine. And go through the metal detector. I'm like, all right, I go through the metal detector. It beeps. They go, you've been randomly selected. I'm like, dude, it was probably my belt. I'm like, nah, man, you're randomly selected. And I was like, man, this is some fucking bullshit. Like,
he got pissed.
To myself, I was like, man, this is some fucking bullshit. And he goes, it's not bullshit. It was I'm like, dude, will you stop? It seemed like people are looking around. There's a pilot going through, like, turns around. I'm like, yo, bro, can you please chill out? I was like, bro, I'm just talking to myself. I wasn't even talking to you. He was like, oh, it's not bullshit. Go over there. And I was like, all right, I had to go.
White dork?
Thing. Yeah, he's a white dork.
That sounds like a white dork
spaz.
Spaz,
dude.
It's actually not bullshit.
Dude, he screamed it. And people, wait, like, people, everyone who I was like in line with turned around and saw me getting screamed at. I was like, dude, can you please chill out?
Who am I to get involved other than to support both sides? I'm Switzerland, dude. I'm chilling.
All right.
Are they friends now?
Obviously, Ari's my buddy. Yeah. But if I were there, I would have jumped in with Rappaport. It started just
dude, if I was there, if I was there with Ari and you were there at Rappaport, I would have fucked you up, doggy. I would have taken you to the ground.
You're such a loser.
Ground and pounding you, and then once I was done with you, I would have beaten Rappaport with Ari's lifeless body.
No.
Because Ari's just a pussy, Ari just took it.
Just so you understand, Lewis can go right through you, Shane.
I know. But also, he wouldn't have been there because it was a comedy show.
On a weekend. Oh,
so, damn. We're all right.
Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? No. I'm watching Hussein.
All right.
I'm watching
one for
Hussein.
Shane.
No. I'm watching. I got my eyes on you, motherfuckers.
Shane, you got one.
You will never be in the front row again.
Let it be known, he provoked me.
I will never promote.
He provoked me.
He's got a podcast that's a fan cast of the Legion of Skanks. I will never say the name of it ever again. You are fucking dead. Knuckle him up, dude. I hope it's worth it.
It's you will now be supported.
Suck our
friend.
Dicks to all of our enemies. Suck my dick to you and your fucking fan
Welcome
cast.
To the family.
Don't be a fucking fan cast for Matt and Shane, you turncoat fucking.
Dude, he's. All our fans are jacked as hell. It's
all
crazy.
You know, go be part of the jackass.
That's what happened.
The jackass pussy ass fans.
You guys gave me a nice platform and helped me out quite a bit.
I know, we did.
We took all the cool jacked guys out of Legion of Skanks. If you're still only a Legion of Skanks fan, you're a loser. We reached a lifeline to all the guys that still had a future.
No, dude, you guys are frat bros, and you guys are fucking bullies.
Yeah, we're bullies.
Yeah, we're.
You literally just said you'd me up for no reason.
That's not a bully. I seek justice with physicality.
My friend shit himself at work when we worked together, and he drove home like sneakily to like change his pants. We were like younger too. We were in high school, and his mom was outside, and she was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I shit my pants," and she made him get undressed and hosed him all outside.
Oh my god.
It was so fucking embarrassing.
It's as embarrassing as it gets, dude. Getting hosed by your mom because you shit your pants.
Your mom's cleaning up your asshole.
And he said
it
was like
garden hose.
He was pulling into the
she
driveway.
She got thumb on it to make it blast.
She got a thumb.
Just really focusing. That's like cleaning on the.
You gotta just stand there. I know, mom.
Hose water's freezing. Yeah. He said he was in his driveway, saw his house, and it just lost. He's like, I lost it, dude.
At the goal line. Just
at the goal line. Breaks his leg like a Clydesdale.
I had a friend,
But this is definitely.
Shit in a Dorito bag and hit it on top of my dresser.
Oh, that's great. Oh.
Joe's classic.
He cool ranched you, dude.
He cool ranched me. Now, here's the funniest part.
I was not that I'm not now, but I was a big fella back then. And I said, ooh, chips. Now, thankfully, I went for the test. I patted the bag first.
Oh, and it smushed.
It smushed. And I was like, that's that smell. It was just a nice college football prank.
How long was it there for?
About a day.
Is this post-clear Dorito bag? Remember when Doritos had the clear window clear on the bag, front?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been great.
Joe loves this too much outwardly.
I mean, I'm just killing time at this point. We all know it's Joe.
Yeah.
It's not me.
Simple.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Then who are you voting for? Let's hear this lie.
I'll tell you who I'm going to vote for.
Let's just watch him lie.
No, I'll tell you who I'm going to vote for. Mr. Dorm room pranks over here.
You think it's me?
Because his pizza prank.
He doesn't do.
That's
too
far.
Pranks.
That's too far. Poop's too far. Pizza's. That's a classic.
Pizza's funny.
Pizza's classic.
There is. Oh wait, it doesn't say college dorm room. It just says their room.
Look at Joe. Bad acting right now.
Huh?
That's a shitty acting, Joe. How'd you get a acting gig ever?
You know what, Lewis?
You know what?
I think this was you. I think you put a little fucking hot tamale in a cup.
You think he was near a computer tower?
No. It wasn't his.
Oh.
Yeah. And Lewis is obsessed with people that have money, so he's like, well, I'm going to be friends with this kid that has two computer towers.
You're tossing it. You're tossing it to everyone.
And then to level the playing field, because you didn't like his money and his privilege, you put a cup of shit between his nice computer towers.
I'm obsessed with people who have money. You're just making up facts right now.
No. You love money. I've seen your Instagram pics. You can't go across the street without taking pictures
the
of
vile
it.
Horrendous just lashes out.
Yeah. You've woken up the vile horrendous. You love posting vacation pics.
What did I tell you?
I love shitting in the microwave.
No, yeah, but you would like a kid that had two computer towers. That would really turn you on.
That's right.
And then
this is the vile horrendous lashing out.
And then your envy kicks in. You're like, I'm gonna show this two computer having motherfucker. By dropping a hot, fat shit.
Joe DeRosa with a hot piece of shit underneath him. Joe is stretching.
It's you. It's you.
He's still trying.
It was Matt.
Oh, no,
what the
knows.
Fuck, dude?
Who knows?
No, I don't like this. You guys can't play together, man.
Shut the fuck up, you whiny horrendous.
I didn't say a word the whole time.
He said there's no way he would do this.
Huh?
God.
Yeah, you can't believe that.
Shut up, whiny horrendous. It's Story Wars.
I didn't talk the whole... And it wasn't you because you were just like going with it. Like, you wouldn't have done that if you actually did that, but I don't want to point that out.
Alex, make it official.
That was Matt McCusker.
It was a very fancy wedding.
Where was it again?
It was in Rhode Island.
Dude, I love it up
there. It was awesome. It was
right next to
Taylor Swift's. I was right next to Taylor Swift's mansion.
What?
Yeah, it was pretty neat. I was down there. I was staring at it.
What's the mansion?
I was going,
like?
Taylor Swift, get out of here, bitch. We're having a wedding. I'm going to break into your house and cut your head off.
I'm going to split your head like a trophy in my house. Getting Taylor Swift. How much do you think her head would go for?
Somebody cut off. Just go through litigation.
If I just to clarify,
if somebody hypothetically cut off Taylor Swift's head and sold it on the black market,
stuffed it like a bear.
Yeah, that would probably go for a lot. A Saudi prince would acquire that.
He would definitely do it. You could put on her music and just chill with her head.
It would fetch a pretty penny. Yeah, you would chill with that head.
I play football with it. Imagine not getting Taylor Swift's head.
What the fuck, dude? You're talking about the queen of pop. Don't talk about T-Swift like this.
I'm kidding, obviously.
We both are Swifties.
Yeah, big time.
Definitely.
She's ruining the game of football now.
I can't watch it. I can't even watch it.
That's the new thing. She's ruined. Bro, she has ruined the game of football.
I can't even watch it anymore. Because it cuts to her once or twice.
And every time
during
you see
the game, and I see her, and I go, motherfucker.
Why do you care?
No, I don't at all. That's crazy. Although, I will say this. When they're playing against you, when it's your team,
and then the camera
cuts to Taylor Swift, that's when it builds.
That makes sense, though. Because if a billionaire is laughing in your face
and
while your team's
losing. Their team's incredible. The Chiefs are incredible. And then it cuts to her up there in a box.
They were in like Buffalo.
Okay.
Everyone's outside freezing. It cuts to them like,
that's, oh, they're in a perfect heated box.
Yeah, nice. I get it. Yeah, I understand
deeper
the
issues.
Hatred.
Then,
I feel
yeah.
like out of respect, if you're going to see a Buffalo game in January, you should be outside.
You got to get out
true.
There.
Out of respect.
You got to be in the snow.
Out of respect for the players. Yeah. Like, you'll feel it more.
Yeah.
Yeah, just bundle up, bitch. Wear some muffins and mittens and shit.
They were giving they were giving fans like $20 an hour to go shovel the stadium.
Yeah, I saw that.
Before, it's incredible.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was a crazy move.
That was crazy.
I can't believe they did that. I can't believe no one died.
For some reason, a lazy eye turns, yeah.
I like
I'm
it.
Out.
I like it.
You want to fucking. Anytime I talk to someone with a dead eye or a lazy eye, I'm just like, you want
to. Well, you're allowed to do that.
It's like an air conditioner. You just want to knock that thing back. Do you think they see both things? Like, if you have, like, a lazy eye?
Yeah, they have 360.
Like, you think they're, like, chameleons?
Like, guava. Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. They got two channels. It's just split cam. It's got to be tight when you're sitting there and all of a sudden you're like, and I'm looking over here, and you're like, sweet.
Is it just blurry?
Dude. Huh?
Are you just blurred up, or, like, what's going on?
No, you're just getting that panorama.
The worst is when you run into
it. You ever take
it,
an iPhone picture in panorama?
Yes.
It's like that. You can't move it too fast, though, or it gets blurry.
When you run into someone with a lazy eye and you're trying to talk to him.
Well, you got to ask.
You got to stare at which eye you think.
I stare directly here.
It's polite to ask. You go, which one of these do I talk to?
You say, blink. Hey, idiot. Which one of your f***ing eyes work?
Trapperoon dressed like a drag queen.
Yes, it's very alt. You got to think for that.
But I just learned that this weekend. Girls will dress as drag queens. Kind of dong face. It's kind of dong face. That's bullshit. Yeah,
I'd love to tell you I wasn't just watching RuPaul's Drag Race yesterday.
Were you really?
It was on at my house, and Whitney Cummings was on it.
Really?
She was one of the, they did a roast. It was great.
Roast the drags? That's
yeah,
scary,
it's
man.
One of my
don't
favorite things
back.
To ruin RuPaul's Drag Race while my girlfriend's trying to watch it.
Yeah.
Hey, what the fuck are these uncles talking about? She's like, what? I was like, those are all uncles. Those are all somebody's fucking uncle.
You're saying RuPaul's like a staunch con?
Yeah. Wow. RuPaul's got some conservative ideas. She's anti-trans. I think trans people are not allowed on the show.
Yeah, he refuses to put the dress on unless someone pays him money. That's the thing. He'll go on late night talk shows and they go, where's the woman outfit? And he goes,
that's
pay
extra.
Me. If you want me to wear a dress, you got to pay me.
Damn.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, RuPaul kind of rules for that.
Damn, that's pretty cool. Just like every other black comedian. You're slowly backing your way.
Or,
into it.
I mean, it's kind of Muslim too, man, to not eat until sundown.
Yeah.
So,
you should just hit Ramadan.
That's what I'm saying. I actually might do a Ramadan. Yeah.
Ooh,
that'd be nice,
see
man.
See how it goes.
I might. Actually, I've was always, when I went to the Green Eggs Cafe in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Come Ramadan. That was like a kind of like gentrified like hipster breakfast place that got just like swarmed with black Muslims.
Yeah.
The black Muslims found out about it. And like every Ramadan would come in their gear and just shut it the f*** down. I was always like so jealous they had that. Like not the breakfast place, but they had Ramadan.
Yeah.
I was always like, dude, I want that. I want like somebody to be taking me aside. And be, like,
isn't it no water though too during the day?
I don't know. There's no way, dude, in Muslim countries they do no water.
I swear.
That's cap. That's turban. That's turban.
It ain't turban. I think you're not allowed to eat or drink while the sun's up.
Really?
I know.
So they wake up early in the morning.
They wake up before the sun comes up.
Yeah.
And then you eat a big breakfast.
Yeah.
But then, you're not allowed to drink during
the
day.
What? I didn't know
no
that.
No water. I mean, unless you're sick or fucking traveling.
Yeah. But dude, I did 60 hours of fasting. I had a good like 3 days or so in autophagy. So I'm like feeling pretty good. Your mind, you do get like mental benefits.
Yeah.
Like you're just calm. You are like, you're a little tense from not eating, like, because it makes your body produce cortisol. But like, dude, just say you're like in the kitchen with your wife first thing in the morning, you don't really love her attitude or whatever.
Yeah.
She'll start, and like, you're just like, it's like irritating you.
She's talking to you and you're going, autophagy's in complete control. Normally the cells that would make me yell right now have been consumed by autophagy.
But there's something, it does something to your mind, and you're kind of able to like just kind
you
of
got
like
bigger fish to fry, dude. You're hungry.
It's true. It's true. And you're like, how could you possibly be making me think about this? Like, I haven't eaten in two days.
I'm starving.
Can you
I supported
imagine,
you during your juice fast.
Can you imagine if a woman did this?
I was trying to talk to her about
you can't,
it. They can't do it.
They will kill you.
They would for real.
Hour two.
I know. I've been trying
don't have anything to eat in the house because of you, you mother.
Oh, that shit I bought? Yeah, you're right. My bad for eating that. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that shit you were going to leave in the fridge?
You mean my stuff? You mean my thing that I is mine?
That meal you would have left in the fridge for 7 days and thrown it out? Yeah, I'm sorry I ate that, man. My bad. On day 5.